Not necessarily. I think body types are one thing. Overall height is one thing, but I think you look at the body type and flexibility, the ability to bend, bend at the knees, bend at the hips, be able to create leverage. I think you can watch them play, certainly watch them in drills to see if there's a stiffness to them or whether that's the problem. Sometimes it's not necessarily their height, it's their lack of flexibility. We won't change anything. We kind of go about our business the way we do it. It makes it a little more complicated because we've got some catching up to do, because normally we start the preparations even before we go to even before the Super Bowl game. So it's a good complication to have. We'll muddle through somehow.
Okay, your decision to start to really build your team through the draft, really not the free agency. Where did you get that philosophy?
Well, I think from Ron Wolf. First and foremost, he's who I went to work for in 92, and I felt like he was strongly believing that you build your core of your team around the draft. Certainly, free agency is another avenue, but I think you do that a little bit more selectively. That's just the way we were taught. No, other than we would like to keep all of our free agents. We think that's good business, good policy, and we'll try with Cole.
That is a follow-up to that. Where's Johnny Jolly? Where do they stand with Johnny Jolly right now?
He's still under, as best, I hope I don't say something I'm not supposed to, but as best I understand, he's still suspended under the league policy, so you'd have to bring that up with the NFL. How's it going to affect what?
The development of those players. If there is end up being a lockout for the first few months, and you draft these guys, and
they're doing it. Yeah, there's a lot of things I can't speak about in that regard. A lot of this would be hypothetical. I don't know if it really makes sense for me to go down that road. We'll all by whatever the league rules are. That's the way we'll play it, and that's the way the Packers do things. The question was, is it wise to invest a first-round pick in a running back? We've never looked at that position as saying, well, you absolutely can't do that. I know what you're saying, but good running backs are hard to find, and if you're able to get one, you add a lot of value to your team. There's a lot of examples we could go through the league of doing that.
The fact you got Starks on the sixth round, does that say something about the guys out there? There's a lot of them out there, or?
I don't know if there's a lot of them out there. We had some injured this year, and we couldn't find them. I don't think it's as easy as that. I don't think there's any more running backs as there are. Big people are hard to find. Other people, there's good Lord made more of them, but good running backs are hard to find too. Right. Well, our guys do a lot of work. Like I said, almost the entire staff and personnel is trained by Ron Wolf, and he believed very strongly in scouting and going seeing players and doing due diligence and working just as hard on the seventh round guys or the free agent guys as we do on the first round guys. That's just the way we do business. Yeah, well, some of those are secret. I think there are, sometimes we call it the Mendoza line. There are certain areas that you just pass on. It doesn't mean those players aren't going to be great players, NFL, Pro Bowlers, all the rest. It's just that percentage-wise, we'd rather fail under our standards as opposed to other people's. We certainly hope so. With offensive linemen, we very much like to have young people on our team, but they have to be prepared to play just like a lot of guys on our team this year. But certainly we think that we have some capability, as most teams do, I'm sure, of developing offensive linemen. And sometimes from smaller schools, sometimes guys that maybe got a late start in college, that sort of thing. No, we don't adjust our board that way. We try to rate players the way we see them as players coming forward in the NFL. It'll be, you know, the first round will be excruciating because we'll sit there and watch all these really good players get drafted before we can do anything. But again, that's a problem we're okay to deal with this time. Well, I'm not going to get in again. With our free agents, we're going to try to keep them all in, and that would be a hypothetical that I'm not going to go down.
There are a number of teams, obviously, looking for quarterbacks, and Matt's stock is pretty high for that performance. What's his future?
Well, his future is to be on our team. That's our plan right now. Again, that would be some sort of hypothetical that some team would call and do this and that. We don't deal in those kind of things. We assume he's going to be on our team.
Which position group at this combine do you feel is strongest?
Oh, I never go down that route. I think at the end of the day, this draft will be like all the other drafts. There'll be some areas that there'll be some strengths. There'll be some other areas where maybe they're not quite as strong. But at the end of the day, there's going to be X number of players come into the league. They're going to play. Sometimes they're going to be college free agents, like a couple we had this year. Sometimes they're going to be first-round picks.
In the position you're in, with the team being a champion, do you feel as though you have to replace the backup quarterback before you can trade him? In other words, before you can even entertain trading
Flynn? No, I just it's a hypothetical question that somebody would want to trade for him, or that we would be interested in trading for him. He's on our team. I think that people are jumping, trying to get ahead of themselves and saying, well, this is the logical next step. That's not necessarily the logical next step. He's on our team.
Hey, what about Tremont Williams? What do you remember when he came out of school? Obviously, a lot of people missed out initially.
Right.
He did well in the
last couple of years. What was the perception of the game? Right. Well, we'd watch some tape, and then, you know, he'd been in a workout at Louisiana Tech. He had pretty good numbers on the original workout. Signed, I think, with Houston, and then was released. I think he was, you know, out there on the streets for 2 months. And then there was a time when we brought in some corners to work out, and we brought him in. He ran really fast, even better than he did at his pro day, and we put him on our practice squad. And at the end of the season, we signed him as a reserve future guy. There's not anything unusual about that, but the fact that he's a Pro Bowl caliber corner, it's unusual because he's worked very hard, he's been coached well, and he thinks he's a player, and he is a player.
Does Sam Shields have that same type of potential?
Well, we see. You know, Tremont's farther along in his thing, but Sam stepped in and did a very fine job for us, you know, there are a number of guys I can say this about. It's almost to a man, everybody who's on our team, that we wouldn't have gotten there without almost every one of the contributions that we had this year.
At 11 o'clock, the NFL is going to give us an update on concussions and return to play. In light of what happened to Aaron this past season, what do you think needs to change to make sure the players are better safety players
than
the legal back
in play? Right. Well, the NFL has a lot smarter people than me trying to figure all this out. And we will, as a league, always take the conservative approach. I think this whole idea of concussions and when they can come back and play and things like that, that's a very complicated matter. That's why they're doing all this testing. That's why we're doing all the research and that sort of thing. I don't know if all the answers have been gotten yet, but we're going to err on the side of being conservative every time, and I think that's the way the league policy is set up.
How difficult is it to draft a defensive player who didn't play in the 3-4 in college and project what they could do in your scheme?
I don't know. I think you draft players based off of are they good players or not. if you're a good player in college and you're a good defensive player in college, we'll find a spot that you can play. I don't think there's, you know, there's differences in maybe the physical makeups of them, ideally. But if you get a good player, you get a good player. And I say it's up to the coaches to figure that part out. Well, it makes us very anxious to try to do this again. Winning comes with some complications. We'll see how we handle success. We'll see how we handle the fact that we are the reigning world champions. It won't be an easy task. The NFL is a very hard business, as I've said over and over. But it doesn't make us any more hungrier. We're anxious to take on this challenge, though. Yeah, I, in this setting, I never really try to get too specific about players, but certainly he's a very accomplished player on defense, very accomplished player as a return specialist, both of which Charles did in college. Outside of that, I'll let somebody else make those comparisons. Say again? Well, I don't know. I certainly think our guys played well this year, but shut down corners may be something that somebody made up, that there's really no such thing. Those are this game is made for offensive players. I think the rules are and all that sort of stuff. Here. Well, I think it's very valuable. I talked about this during training camps and mini camps. I stand behind huddles and even, you know, 15 feet away from everybody kind of to watch how they intermingle amongst themselves. I do that here to see how the guys kind of get along and assimilate themselves into the whole process, whether they're kind of off by themselves or whether with a group or whether they take it seriously or whether they're trying to have fun with it. I think you always try to learn a little something from that. Well, our guys do a lot of work, and like I said, we concentrate all the way through the draft. I mean, we don't do anything anybody else does. You know, we've caught a few breaks. You know, if you're able to sign a college free agent and he comes in and plays for you or starts for you or plays a certain amount of time for you, you're really kind of more lucky than you are good at what you're doing, because you probably should have drafted the guy in the first place. You know, years ago, we were talking to thinking about trying to sign Donald Driver as a free agent, and his agent said, well, there's like 20 other teams that want to sign him, so good luck with that. So, and we happen to have a late round pick right at the end of the seventh round, and so he said, what the heck, we'll just draft him. But it's like he said then, we're not good at it. The guy should have been drafted a lot earlier than that. So we don't necessarily pat ourselves on the back, that sort of thing. Corner? Well, because the NFL has become more of a pass thing, you have to remember the college thing has become more of a pass thing. High schools have become more of a pass thing. There are more people playing corner and in the secondary and attached from the formation. You know, a lot of times back in the day when I was playing, you know, high school teams would play two tight ends, one receiver, and two backs, and everybody's bunched together. Now it's all spread out. So these guys have to understand space and understanding the ball flight and things like that. That's the reason we always feel like that baseball players, center fielders and things like that, make good defensive backs, because they understand space and angles and that sort of thing. I don't know that it's hurting. It's just part of the thing that you go through. I mean, From my standpoint, I'd rather see him do that than run the wishbone. You know, it gives me a clearer view. But, yeah, sometimes these guys come to the combine and they've never actually taken a snap from a center, a direct snap. So, but they usually figure it out. Yeah, we feel like very strongly that our best policy is to try to draft the best player, because you never know. This whole drafting for need, or this isn't fantasy football. As you can tell from our team this year, what you think you have at a position could go away with one sprained ankle or one bad knee or something like that. You think you're all set, but you lose them all in one play in the first quarter of a game. So it just makes more sense to us that if we stick with the best possible player we can put on our team, regardless of the position, that's the best policy.
If the draft comes first, does it become a little bit more tempting to go need, and do you think it'll be that way for other teams, or would you maybe be able to predict what other teams
need
towards?
Okay, I didn't understand the first part of the question. Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know. Again, I haven't thought that far in advance.